go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Oh, it's mic check. It's mic check time.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
I think we live in the building.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this, when I tell you this is the place to be, it's right here, it's right now, it's with us. And one of the most prolific, most dynamic, entertaining. Oh, man. We roll out the red carpet. We roll out the blue carpet. We roll out the black carpet. All three of those carpets is rolled out for this gentleman right here. If you pass him a microphone, he might do something with that.
Yes, sir.
He might, and then he gonna make an album about it, and he gonna put it out. Okay? This man is live, undeniable. I want y'all to stand up. But this is the time we're going to do something a little bit different. Put your phones down. Put the lighters away, right? I want y'all to stand up, and we're just going to put an L in the sky, and we're going to turn it around because we're live. We're live. One of the most livest podcasters we got out here in the streets. Riders, can you talk to the people and let them know what it is?
Hey, what's good, BTG Nation? It's your boy Riders from the Riders Live Podcast. I'm honored to be on this great platform with BTG for president.
There we go.
What's popping?
Oh, man. Hey, you got it. You got it. If I'm not mistaken, I think you like in the top 10 richest podcasters, man. Is that true?
I hear that, but I don't know. 12 Cal, Dolomite, and King Germ. And yourself, y'all might have me beat now.
Oh, man, they filthy rich. Man, look, the bag that I had to send over there to be on King Germ episode, come on, man.
Oh, yeah. I barely got King Germ because I had Queen Germ on there. You know, she the star, but, you know, we in rotation.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, you a busy man. You be moving.
I'm trying to be like you, Baylor.
Oh, man, I ain't doing nothing but regular stuff. But you keeping it live. Speaking of King Jeremy, he was just on the last episode. That bag must have been crazy. You know what I'm saying? You must have had to pay a pretty penny. I noticed, you just said it, only half of them can make it because clearly Queen Jeremy is the more expensive one to get on the show.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. But I'm recouping right now, Bale. I'm recouping.
Okay. All right. Tell us about it.
So I'm happy to get my soup kitchen funds up to be here, sir.
Okay. All right.
I'm eating chili right now.
Hey, man, go ahead. Eat some cornbread with that or some bread. You know what I'm saying? You'll stay full for a minute. Hey, humble beginnings. That's all I can say. Humble beginnings. Now, man of yourself, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but if I'm not mistaken, it's Southside on yours, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. Southside. Okay. Wild Hunters.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's Southside meets South Central. Okay.
It don't get no better than that.
Oh man, it's some southernness to that Central, man. Mm. All day. You know some music. You know a bit about music, don't you?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay. So, I mean, these subjects and these questions that I sent to you was pretty much right up your alley, right?
Oh, man. Hey, these are dope. We're going to have some fun with this.
Absolutely. And we starting off with the number one. It's called Check the Scenario. We check in the scenario, right? Hey.
Yes, sir.
If you could change any event in history, in the history of hip hop, what new outcome would you create, or what would you take away?
So I would take away Tupac dying. That's what I would
do.
We bring in Pac back, and that would create, you know, a better game. A lot of people didn't creep through the cracks. So if Pac didn't die, Biggie would be here. Mm. Jay-Z wouldn't be the self-proclaimed greatest rapper alive.
Mm. High take.
And Nipsey Hussle and my man Ajaka still be here.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. That's a good one. Okay. All right. I like it. And we rolling because we live.
We live.
Number two, the classic collaboration. Are we live with it? I need you to put together a small EP. Nothing too crazy. Just a small EP. A podcast project featuring another podcaster. Who is that podcaster?
So I took an executive stance on this one.
Okay.
So I will put together 5 episodes.
Mm.
And what I would do is I would put 12 Cal with the Cool Out Corner.
Okay.
Because they like water and oil.
Mm.
You know, 12 Cal can hold his own with anybody. So I would do that. Mm. I would put The Cognac Room and Pardon Saved Our Marriage on an episode.
That's a cold mix.
It's a good mix, you know? And I like to see how the interaction would be on that episode. Let me see. Shan and JR, I put them on an episode together with probably some of these relationship gurus.
Shan has 62 different personalities.
I know, but she could get at these relationship gurus, you know?
Yeah, as she does it. She does it.
Because she's the GOAT.
Oh, yeah.
I will put you.
Okay, we talking.
Dolomite.
Okay, West Side Connection.
And another West Side podcaster you might not know, Max from the Wolf Pussy Monologues podcast.
That's a cold podcast name. I got to tap in.
It's a good podcast. It's like listening to you or Pond Saved Our Marriage or Dolomite, 12 Cal, same caliber.
Okay. All right.
And the last episode would be T-Mo. I'll explain all that later. The Brunch Hour Pod. And I'll be on there because they talk relationships and marriage and all of that. And I would like to add my perspective from the position of a real married person.
Mm, tell them I said what's up.
Not none of these internet street marriages.
Oh, man.
Especially, you know, if you've been married before and you've been divorced for whatever reason.
Know the game.
And it's your second time around. You know what actually works. You're not looking at everything else. You're looking and paying attention at what matters.
It was in front of you.
Yeah,
that's like when the Pistons in Boston used to whoop Jordan ass back in the day. Then he had to go bulk up. He had, you know what I'm saying? And he got better. And
yeah.
he got the experience.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I get it. We rolling because we're live. Okay.
We're live.
Next one. Number three, the big stepper. Are we big stepping over here? You got to choose between the three, though. It's an option and an option, but you can only pick one. Okay. Run a successful hip-hop clothing brand. Perform one song in front of a stadium crowd or run any record label for a minimum of 3 years.
I think I'll run the record label for a minimum of 3 years.
Okay. You're going to run, and you get to pick any record label. You can make your own, or you could take over one of the head honchos.
So basically, I think I'll run Def Jam before Hov was the CEO of that motherfucker. Because they was doing a lot of dick riding over there. Pause. You know, they put some people on the shelf that shouldn't have been on the shelf. That's why it ain't up to par like it's supposed to be today. Mm.
All right.
So I run Def Scam. That's what I do.
I need those projects. You got to put them out. You got to put them out. We waiting.
I would have put out Cormega Testament album. I'd have put that out.
See?
Let me see what else. I'd have scrapped some of them Hov albums.
That's
heavy. Some of them was just throwaway albums. Kingdom Come, Magna Carta, That shit wouldn't have saw the light of day.
Damn. Okay. And I think a lot of people might agree, too. That's all right. We here to kick something up. Number four, this is a four piece. This is my LP. This is the last one. I need you to really think about this one, though. This is important. Man.
I thought about it.
Because this is the innovative historian right here.
Okay.
Have the ability to add hip-hop to the Olympics. Or make it mandatory for hip-hop to be taught in grade schools. Or own the rights to the word hip-hop. I know that on the one that I sent you, it was a typo. It said world. So this one, what I meant was own the rights to the word hip-hop. So anybody that print up the word hip-hop in anything, you getting paid off of that. They using hip hop in the lyrics. They putting it on shirts. You know what it is,
right? Culture votes your activity.
Yeah. But if you own it, you getting paid,
right? So I wouldn't want to take from everybody. So I do the Olympics, but I do it different. And I think the award shows should be like this.
Okay.
So for each category, like best song, best MC, best group, best duo, best lyricist, you know who gonna be competing. But when you get there, 5 days, you arrive 5 days before the event, and all the artists have to make new material in those categories, and then you hit a new material that they made, and then you vote who win the damn category. That way it can't be rigged.
In the Olympics, though. So, look, here's the thing, though. Like, do you see any other country outside of America that has a core of strong artists? Because we're talking about the Olympics. So a lot of cats that we listen to are R&B and hip-hop-wise. Some cats is from other countries.
Maybe
21 Savage will have to go back to.
So I say maybe Germany or France. Those are two big hip hop countries that I've been to, but you can't understand what they saying. But far as the DJing, far as the graffiti,
you don't think we'll have a challenge with Jamaica? Jamaica got a Vybz Kartel just got released.
I like Vybz.
Yeah. They
I like Vybz Kartel. Yeah. I think everybody good and they from their area and what they do, you know, considering we can't understand, we wouldn't know what's a hit or not. We just hit a beat and be like, yo, this is smacking, you know?
What about little side question? If hip hop started out in the Olympics during the birth era, How many gold medals would Snoop Dogg have?
Oh my God! See, he'll have a plethora of gold medals, man.
Who would be? You know, we got the Michael Phelps of the world, Simone Biles of the world, FloJo. We got some historians when it comes to the Olympics. If you can give me outside of Snoop, we just use Snoop. If you can give me three artists that would have world records and be like, you know, known, you know, worldly, who would that three be?
From here?
From the U.S., yes.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive, yeah.
Tupac, of course.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang as a group?
That's a crew, yeah.
Ooh-wee.
That's a good one. I like that one so far.
Let me see who else. I say Sean Paul. Could I use him?
You went all the way to Sean Paul?
Yeah.
Really?
Reggaeton was big.
I get yeah, you know what? So what about Daddy Yankee? Or what's the other cat name? What's the other cat name that's
Sprocket Band?
Nah, the bunny dude.
I don't know.
Don't he rest? He rest, this nigga do everything. Bad Bunny? Is it called Bad Bunny or some shit like that?
You got me. I don't know about him.
Hey, I don't need. That's crazy. I can't.
Maybe we could just throw Hammer in there. No disrespect. No disrespect to Hammer.
I think it is Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Yeah, Bad Bunny probably he gonna be up there. He gonna be up there.
Okay.
So you going with the Olympics overall? You would?
Nah, I ain't going with the Olympics. I'm definitely going with teaching it in schools.
Okay, so they got to learn it in grade school.
Learn it in grade school.
I think that helps because I think hip hop. I think we live the hip hop culture.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like if a lot of younger kids knew their history and really, but you got to teach it in a way where it's appealing. Because we got America's history out of a textbook, and that shit was boring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that ain't real. So that ain't real. What I take a Montessorial approach to this curriculum with the hip hop. You know, I actually had DJing because she could touch some records.
Okay.
I have an MCN class up in there.
What about an A&R class?
Yeah, A&R class. Also, publishing, you know.
Oh, there you business. Go. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, so you can have your writing and your publishing. It only take 10 minutes to set that up. And people, you know, they so quick to sign it over and give it away, hold that. You know,
it's crazy how I know we're not the first ones to come up with this idea, but it's funny how no one has executed this idea. And I don't even think you need a lot of money to get that started. Like, I think the artist that's, you know, that's retired or that's still good enough to tour and make money off of their catalog, I think those are the ones should be teaching. They could be making money off of this. You know what I'm saying?
And they can be they could be strengthening the culture because like it's too easy for everybody to get in and some of these people need to sit down.
That's a fact.
You know?
That's a fact. Rod is live, man. I appreciate you, my brother. We did that.
We did that. I'm gonna have to have you on my show again.
I've been waiting. You know what I'm saying? I know I participated in the lost tapes. That was fun.
Yeah, the pod tapes. You blew that up.
Yeah, that was fun. But I need my sit down with Rashad, you know what I'm saying? Like where my interview at? King Germ got here. I'm still listening to y'all episode, by the way.
We gonna do it. Just let me know your availability. I'm out of coins right now, but if we can make it happen. We could get it done in the next few days.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, man, I got payment plans on this side of town. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't just have to drop the full bag. Yeah, no, you ain't got to. No, just give me a little deposit. You okay. Know what I'm saying? The deposit allows me to show up. And then once I see the other two briefcases lined up, okay, then ask away.
Hey, I'm going to make it so sweet you won't even have to leave the house.
Oh, man. That's what I'll... And you know what? I might take a quarter off of that. You know what I'm saying? I might take some money back off of that one, you know?
Okay. I could send you some tacos from Oceanside. Some Oceanside
Look at that.
Tacos.
Look at that. I'm all, and we, and that's all we eat. That's all we do is eat tacos over here. That's what I'm talking about. God is live. I appreciate you. I want to give you this moment to share your brand, to share your entertainment, to share your platform with my people. You know what I mean? Well, just let them know where they could find you. Let them know what they could, you know what I'm saying, where they could download, where they subscribe, all that. If they want to stalk you, have at it.
Okay, first of all, Bela, I'd like to thank you for inviting me on BTG for President. It's been an honor.
It ain't nothing.
And everything is on writersonline.net. My book, my music, my podcast, www.rodesonline.net. I got my Twitter links, podcast, everything is right there.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my guy, and y'all go follow my guy. I don't, hey, I'm not just having anybody on. I'm sending that bag. I'm sending that bag, and then vice versa, I'm going to send that invoice. We going to make sure we get some money around here, okay? Hey, and then it comes with the content. We got merch, okay? We got podcasters with merch. We got podcasters that can rap.
Huh? This ain't surface level underneath. If I shoot my shot, all then right, this my guy. Thing.
Until next time, Riders. Hey, Riders, you stay classy, and you stay live.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
Peace.